Leah, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
As we all gear up for the holiday season, Brazy Studios is ready for us. What's your role there, Leah, and what can you tell us about Brazy Street Studios?
Well, my role there is as creative director, but also as an instructor and as the gallery coordinator. So we are always looking forward to the holidays at Brazy. We put together a new holiday curriculum for our School of Glass classes. So there are a lot of opportunities to come and make your own glass gifts for the holidays. And in addition to that, we transform the gallery space into a holiday shop and sale called Multiplicity.
It's a show, I gather, and it opens in Studios Gallery 1-1. What is Gallery 1-1, and why is the show called Multiplicity?
Gallery 1-1 is the name of our space that is our gallery, where we show all kinds of different art and types of different exhibitions throughout the year. We save this holiday slot for Multiplicity. This will be our fourth year running Multiplicity. We ask artists to create multiples of any genre, so it could be jewelry or painting or ceramics. There's a wide range, but the idea is that they'll be more gift-centered, so maybe smaller items, but more of them. So the show's really fun, and there's many, many different gifts for the holidays.
Well, the news release says that all this is presented by C-Link Artists. That's capital C-Link. Who are C-Link Artists? What do they do? And what's their relationship to Brazy Studios?
Brazy Street Studios started a website called clinklocal.com about a year and a half ago. And C-Link is a portfolio-based website that features the best local artists, designers, and craftsmen in Cincinnati. So we have curated this site. We've brought in jurors from all different parts of the art community to come and select the very best. And this year, this is the first time that Multiplicity will be taken over by C-Link. So every artist that's going to be displaying their work during the exhibition will be featured on the website. So this is the best of the best. If you're looking for, you know, a local handmade beautiful gift, this is the place to come.
Let's talk a little bit more about the variety of the work in Multiplicity. I think multiples do come in many guises, and tell us some of the things that might surprise us.
I know this year we have a lot of ceramics, so there'll be some kind of housewares and other types of clay-based pieces that are both fine art but also functional. We also have a lot of jewelry artists, as well as some prints and illustrations, which I'm really excited about. Some of our illustrators that are on C-Link are putting together small note card sets or smaller prints that are make really nice gifts. And then, as always, we have a lot of ornaments for sale. Brazy Glass products also will be featured in the exhibition. We make blown ornaments and fused ornaments, and a lot of our glass blowers also will be contributing to some of those ornaments for sale.
The thing that always fascinates me when I go to one of your openings is seeing those live glass-blowing demonstrations. Tell us more about that aspect of Brazy Studios.
Absolutely. Glass-blowing is one of the many techniques in glass that we teach at Brazy. And during our big open studio events, which happen every second Friday of the month, we always have live glass-blowing demonstrations. It's a really fun time to come and see the hot shop, to see the glassblowers at work. And that will be true for the opening of Multiplicity as well, which is on Friday, November 14th. So if you come from 6 to 9 p.m., it's totally free and you can wander around the whole space and also see the glassblowers.
I would assume that only grown-ups can take glassblowing classes, although I'd think younger people might want to take part. Is there an age limit?
Yes, that's a great question. For the glassblowing classes, we start at 16. So if you're 16 and up, you're more than welcome to actually take a class. But the younger ones really love to watch, and it's really fun also to do that.
Well, the show Multiples will be up on Friday, November 14, through January 2nd, with special sale receptions that first Friday and also on Friday, December 12th. Can you tell us a little bit more about what goes on in the receptions and the time frame?
Our open studio events are always the best time to see our entire campus activated. So the gallery will have the new show opening. Our School of Glass will likely have some kind of small fused glass ornament class going on. And then the other 30-plus studio artists who occupy the rest of our space at Brazy will also be present selling work out of their space. So it's really not just coming to see this gallery show. You'll be able to see a taste of all the artists who rent studio space from us opening their doors for the holidays. And this November one especially is not one to miss because they have been working very hard to prepare for the holidays. And then in addition, you'll be able to walk through the hot shop and see those live glassblowing demos.
Well, I know you're closed on Sundays, but could someone who can't come to either of the receptions do some browsing and possible gift buying at other times?
Yes, the gallery is open almost every single day except for Sunday during our normal hours. So if you miss the opening, there are any time in November and December that we're open, you guys can come on by and check out the space.
Your days do not have the same opening times. You have some evening hours, I think.
That's right. If you like to come after work to shop, Monday we're 9 to 5. Tuesday we are 9 to 7 p.m. Wednesday 9 to 5 and Thursday noon to 8 p.m. And then our Saturday hours are 10 to 3. So we have after work and weekend times for you to come shop the exhibition.
And all that information is on your website,
That's right.
I think it might be a good idea for listeners who aren't really familiar with Oakley, which is where the studios are located, to say how to get to Brazee Street. It's easy to find, but it's hardly a thoroughfare. How do you direct people there?
Yes, I like to say we are between Oakley Square and Ridge Road. So if you're coming down Madison Road, Brazee Street only goes one side off of it. So you'll be passing through the main kind of Oakley Square, where Blue Manatee Children's Bookstore is in 20th Century. Keep going up Madison, and then you'll turn left onto Brazee Street. And if you get to Ridge Road, you've gone a little too far. But once you're on Brazee Street, I always like to mention there is a parking lot around the back. Brazee Street looks small, but if you keep turning and go around to the back of the building, there's a big parking lot.
A number of artists have studios there. That's the primary reason for the establishment, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's really three main parts: the School of Glass, the artist studios, and then the gallery. And all three parts definitely contribute to the whole.
How many studios do you have?
You know, we started with about 25, and now we have about 30. So we have artists, a little bit more than 30 artists, because some share space. But we've become a nice little family.
So do all those artists open their studios when you have an open house reception kind of thing?
Yes, as many as possible. There's sometimes some who can't make it in attendance, but for the most part, most of those artists are at Brazee because of those openings. So, you know, a good reason not to just work from home is to have a space in a place like Brazee where you're going to have access to the public viewing. So most of the artists, especially at the holidays, be sure to be there to be open for those second Friday open studios.
Well, clearly the holidays are already underway at Brazee Street Studios. Thanks so much, Leah, for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Leah Bush of Brazee Street Studios. For more information, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.